Let us pray. Let us begin our time of prayer in silence before our Lord today. Good morning, God. We come before you in the name of our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord Jesus, lifting our hearts and our voices before you today. We come with many needs, many burdens, many cares. Father, around us is so much need that sometimes we find ourselves not knowing what to do or what to say. But Father, let us bring ourselves first before you, seeking forgiveness for the things in our life that have not pleased you, for the sins of omission as well as the ones of commission, for the word left unsaid to lift a spirit, for the act of kindness that could have changed a life left undone. But also, Father, for the words spoken in haste, for the things we have done that were not indeed pleasing or helpful for others. And Father, as you forgive us, give us strength to forgive one another. And Father, to realize we are all on a different path, if you will, to the same place. We're at different places in our faith journey. For some, it begins anew. For some, it seems like a well-worn place. But for all, we face those times when we lift our hearts to you and things are heavy and it seems things are so far gone, beyond our control, even beyond our comprehension. And Father, it's at that point that you must be acknowledged as still on your throne, still the God of omnipresence, omnipotence, the God who sits, and to borrow a phrase from Max's book, who can wrinkle an eyebrow and cause a million angels to turn. For you neither grow weary nor are faint. So Father, help us trust in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that guides us. As we continue to pray for the needs we've spoken aloud, silently upon our hearts, Father, we lift them before you today. Father, we pray for our church and other churches around us who proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, that we would be salt and a light upon a hill, not hidden. And that others may see Christ in us and be drawn to Christ through love and grace. And Father, as we pray for churches in our community, we stretch that prayer out. And Father, we pray for other churches around this nation and nations around the world where Christ is taught, preached, proclaimed, and lived out in very real ways, that people see and experience the resurrected Christ for themselves and come to know him as their Lord. Father, we pray for the leaders of our nation and nations around the world. We pray for the oppressed, the imprisoned, the forgotten, the neglected. We pray for Wesley's group, the last, the least, and the lost. We lift them before you today. And Father, for that one that may be shut in their own home, or in a nursing home, or just struggling with depression today that robs them of a desire to live, Father, we lift them up before you today. And now we bring all of this to you in faith and in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifice. Jesus.